A new reality TV series starts tonight on the BET cable channel. It's called Season of the Tiger. It follows the Tigers, Louisiana's Grambling State University football squad, and also the marching band. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has this review.
Quarterbacks and trumpeters may not seem to have much in common, but Season of the Tiger searches for the similarities and winds up with uneven results. Both the football team and the marching band are institutions on Grambling's Louisiana campus, and both have their share of compelling characters. Take Mansell, the band's saxophone player, who stands out from the crowd by simple fact that he is a white guy attending an overwhelmingly black college. In this scene, he describes what that's like.
I mean, pretty much anything you could think of, they pretty much called me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, white boy. You know what I'm saying? Slim Shady, Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek, Timothy McVeigh, Jeffrey Dahmer, Santa Claus, Snowflake Powder.
Now, Mansell is also a troubled kid who has been kicked out of school and his beloved band after a run-in with the law. Season of the Tiger follows him on the margins of campus life as he searches for a way back in. Mansell might seem to have little in common with the star quarterback of the Grambling Tigers football team, Bruce Eugene. But Bruce has got some troubles of his own. He has returned from an injury 30 pounds overweight, and the excess fat could hurt his chances for getting picked in the NFL draft. To add to his woes, his mother has moved close to campus after Hurricane Katrina drove her out of her house in New Orleans. But as Bruce and his girlfriend learn, his mother is not about to let his undisciplined diet get in the way of his pro football aspirations.
You need to do your part now. You gotta help out now.
I am helping.
Oh, no, you're not. Not going to them damn restaurants, you're not.
You gotta realize, cooking is not Zena. It just don't go into...
You are not helping out and doing it as much as you can to influence Bruce on what he have to do. And you, the only other person...
Bruce is grown. I can't make Bruce do what he don't want to do.
What a wonderful exchange for BET's cameras to capture as they follow these compelling characters. But unfortunately, spontaneous moments like this are few in Season of the Tiger. Too much airtime is devoted to the show's subjects spouting exposition describing their lives as opposed to actually living it. That makes for lazy reality TV, and one that wastes characters worth caring about. Strange as it might seem to bring together sports and music, there is a common thread weaving them together. What Season of the Tiger is really about is the pitfalls that keep people from reaching their potential. However, the show turns out to be a lot like its subjects. There's a lot of promise, but even more room for improvement.
Andrew Wallenstein is co-host of the show Square Off on the TV Guide channel. The reality show Season of the Tiger premieres tonight on BET.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Alicia Montgomery. The director is Shireen Meraji.
The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Crystal Smith, Nihar Patel, Katie Dunn, Deb Clark, Sarah Spivak, and Kyle McKinnon.
Our editors are Martha Little, Jacob Conrad, Jody Becker, and Slate's Andy Bowers. And our technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.